News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now it's exactly 12 minutes past 8. Well, SIP2 Health has begun balloting for strike action, with up to 17,000 staff and hospitals set to vote, including the likes of healthcare assistants, chefs and people from other support grades. And it comes following a dispute over the implementation of a job evaluation scheme that has now been stalled. So for more on this, we're joined in the line by the SIP2 Health Divisional Organiser, Paul Bell. Paul, a very good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Paul, will you just outline for us, first of all, what is this job evaluation scheme?
Well, what we have in the support staff grades is four distinctive separate bands, ranging from band one at the very top, which will be supervisory grades, to band four, which will be grades at catering or portering levels. And in between, then you would have healthcare assistants, laboratory aides, and people performing jobs such as CSSD technicians, which are responsible for the sterilization of medical and surgical instruments. So these grades are in place, and what happens is in order for an employee to move from one band to another, their job would have to be evaluated independently, and then a weighting would be applied to that, and if an individual is successful, they would move up the bands. In this system, we have groups of workers who are entitled to a job evaluation as of the Lansdowne Road Agreement in 2015, and we've been having extreme difficulty in both processing the actual evaluation scheme, and now since last October, having its implementation, with the Health Service Executive actually agreeing that those upgradings are now acceptable to them. But the real issue has been with the Department of Expenditure on your form.
Can I just ask you, Paul, just to clarify something for me? So you don't just move up a band or a grade in the event that you take on a different role or responsibility. You can just, as you are in your current position, you can just have the kind of work you're doing evaluated.
Yes, what happens though is that an employee or grade of employees may have a job description. That job description would evolve maybe over a period of years. And remember, this scheme was actually suspended for 9 years. So what we have now witnessed is that some employees, particularly healthcare assistants, would be experiencing that they've been underpaid for that period of time. So the job description may say one thing, but the actual job when evaluated would demonstrate that it's of a higher value.
Okay, so they're doing more work than it's probably outlined for in the job description.
Absolutely, okay. And it's also a higher responsibility.
Okay, so you've mentioned that there was quite a number of staff that were going to actually be balloted for strike action in relation to this at a number of hospitals across the country, but that has now actually been extended or expanded.
Yeah, but just to touch on this, this is only phase one and two of the job evaluation scheme, Andrea. So that these are the groups that are now involved, which would be healthcare assistants, laboratory aides and CSSD technicians. In the main, there are other smaller groups involved in phase one and two. The strike battles will take place in 36 acute hospitals throughout the state, commencing today and concluding on May 17th. There are other workers who have now become involved in this matter because they would see that the government are trying to renege on an agreement, which was an integral part of the Lansdowne Road Agreement, which they supported in the secret ballot. So what the concern for many workers who weren't actually involved in phase one and two is that the government will never, ever comply with any resulting evaluation.
So just seeing as you've moved, or the phase has been expanded or extended from phases one and two, is that why the number of staff that's now going to be balloted has jumped from about 7 to 17,000?
That is correct. The additional 10,000 people would feel that they're involved in phase three and four. And phase three and four were due to commence in the last number of weeks. In some areas, there has been ongoing discussions about how that may take place. But in some areas, there have not been. And so it has created a tension within the workforce. And again, because of the continual delays, members would feel that the government are not serious in trying to resolve any problems through the evaluation process. Remember something, Andrea, this was designed to ensure that there would be no pay claims and that there would be industrial peace.
Okay, so this is obviously going to require, though, an outlay from the Department of Public Expenditure in terms of having to increase payments if all of these staff move up bands.
Well, they won't all move up bands. What the entitlement is to have a job evaluation. There's no guarantee that any group will move up a band if they've been evaluated. And our members accept that because that's the normal scheme of job evaluation. The outlay, as you're asking there, initially is €15 million for the initial phase one and two, and approximately €2.1 million for the other grade that's not being mentioned very much in this whole dispute, which are chefs, which are absolutely critical to the delivery of service in the acute hospital setting.
Well, I'd imagine it's probably finding the money is going to be the issue. But can I just ask you, Paul, finally, you mentioned...
Can I just say to Andrea, the money has been found for many other things and many other groups, and that's also heightening tension. This is part of a national agreement. The government are well aware that there's an obligation to settle this issue. They're well aware from the Health Service Executive in 2018 that this matter was on the horizon for 2019.
Okay, so the strike, the ballot is taking place. It commences today and we'll know the decision. Just give us that date again, Paul.
May 17th.
Okay, we'll keep listeners updated on the result of that ballot as well. But my thanks to the SIPTU Health Divisional Organiser, Paul Bell, for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning. It's exactly 18 minutes past 8.